Welcome to Blog Talk Radio in high fidelity.
Praise the Lord. Welcome to God's Got This, God's Got Us. This is your hostess, Pastor Katisa, and we are just stopping by to encourage you. We thank God for our children and our youth, and we give him glory. We give him praise. We are just speaking on strength, hope, and courage. We're having a youth conference this week, and glory be unto God and his holy and righteous name. Scriptures that just come to mind in just paraphrasing the one in 1 Peter 3 that says that we should be ready to give an answer for the hope that we have within us, because we do have this hope, and this hope is in a person. The person is Jesus Christ. Amen. We're going to go ahead and have our song pray. Glory be to God.
You're so good to me. So thankful, so thankful. Shout to the ones that pray for us. From the time if you were in us, still pray for us. Thank the Lord. I've been ready for y'all prayers. I've been ready since ball tapers. Keep them haters from coming around. Run more game than them ball players. It's been down for so long, it feel haunted. Take the devils away, it's a blessing. I preach, I just got it. I feel like a prophet. Put money away like deposits. Every soul a prophet. I've been down for so long, I forgot how the top could be. Yeah, and they say I'm the prodigy. Don't got a lot of me. I swear they gon' rob me. I swear that they die for me. I swear I'm alive for this. I gotta survive for this, and we alive today. Cause y'all pray for us. Thanks to the ones that pray for us. We around the town, a few ain't know us. But still pray for us. Thank the Lord. God pray for us. So grateful, so grateful. So thankful, so thankful. Shout to the ones that pray for us. Thank the Lord. You pray for us. Yeah. I swear I'm so proud to be humble now. It's a blessing I got to be under here. Catch the waves, I don't ask all them questions now. Got the vision, I promise it's tunnel, man. I change the whole style like the running man. I'm big timing now, I feel like stunning, man. I'm busy now, I got 100 plans. All I needed was time for her, yeah. My mama been dying for her, yeah. My girl told me dying for her, yeah. So I'm writing these lines for her. She been waiting to get that up out of me. This relationship called me a prophecy. This wave got me on today. I feel like go, babe. Stay on these for the ones that look up to me. Living so comfortably. Came in on side, now ain't room for me. I promise the Lord till I'm under sea. I'ma grind it till it come to me. This faith is running like a mustard seed. Catch us to where I'm supposed to be. I realize these moments you show to me. And we alive today. Cause y'all pray for us. Y'all pray for us. Shout out to the ones that pray for us. We about to town if you ain't know us. Still pray for us. Thank the Lord. Shout out to the ones that pray for us. So grateful, so thankful. I did not live for myself. Thank the Lord. So good to me, so good to me. I cannot live with myself. So thankful, so thankful. Shout out to the ones that pray for us. We're around the town if you ain't know us. Thank the Lord. So good to me, so good to me. I cannot live with myself. I'm so thankful, so grateful. So good to me, so good to me. I cannot live with myself. So good to me, so good to me. So thankful, so thankful. You're so good to me.
Amen. We're so grateful. We're so thankful. Thank you for joining us. We don't take it for granted when people take time out of their day to join us. Amen. So we're talking about Jesus. And before we go any further, we are going to pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you for our children. We thank you for our youth. We thank you for their protection, God, from all danger and harm, Lord God. Lord, we just ask you, Father God, go in and just reach in and put your arms around them, comfort them, give them strength, courage, and hope. God, we thank you. These things come from you. You are the author and the finisher of our faith. You are great. You are mighty. You're worthy of praise. So, God, we just lift you up. We thank you, oh God, for our children and youth. What you're doing is great work within them, within the heart, that they are even leading others to Christ and being an example of what it is to be your child and to be courageous and bold. We thank you for each one and their families, God, and their friends. And God, I thank you. You're doing just wonderful for them and to them and through them. In Jesus' name, amen and praise God. Amen and praise God. So as we go back, and we got some scripture here. First one, Matthew 12:21 says, in his name, the nations will put their hope. And whose name is it that they will put their hope? No other name but Jesus. There is no other name that should extend hope to others. Jesus, he shined his light bright when he walked on the earth, and he did it because he wanted you and I and all your friends to have hope. And hope is to have expectation. We discussed this. We've been discussing the themes of our conference, strength, courage, and hope over these past few weeks. And hope meaning to trust in, wait for, look for, or desire something or someone, or to expect something beneficial in the future. And we have this expectation, and we desire that we're going to be with God forever, and he is with us even now, and he said until the end of times. And so that means forever and ever God is with us. And so the expectation is that Jesus, amen, is showing us, is teaching us, and walking beside us and helping us to lead others. That's why there's another scripture in 1 Peter 3 that I paraphrased just at the beginning, and that tells us basically, this is what it says, but in your hearts, revere Christ as Lord, talking about Jesus. Always be prepared to give an answer to everyone who asks you to give the reason for the hope that you have. But do this with gentleness and respect. Do this with gentleness and respect. So we have to give the reason. Always be prepared to tell other people, because we should walk around with smiles. We should walk around with, confidence and knowing that Jesus Christ is hope. Amen. He is a person that he is real, a real person who lives even now, who sits in heaven and lives forever with God, our Father, and the one who we pray to. And we have prayed to with gratitude and honesty about everything. We need strength, we pray to God. We need courage, we pray to God. We need to get our focus back on Jesus and have the hope, we pray to God. And so here we are. God's got this. God's got us. And he's got us in his hands. He said he'll never, ever let us go. He will not let anyone take us from him. Amen. It's we sometimes who lose focus on God, and we begin to go other places, do other things, make other things a priority. But I'm just encouraging you today, always make God a priority. Always put him first. The things in your life will flow to where how it needs to flow, and how the goals that you have, your sports life, your employment, your having fun even, God will be there with you in whatever other decisions. He will help you make those decisions. And that's what God wants to be. He wants to be the center of our lives, the focus of our lives, because he knows all things. How many of you know? Do you know somebody who knows everything? I mean, sometimes you ask your parents and they say, I really don't know that. They might say, I don't know. But when we ask God, he knows. He knows everything. He will know the answer. Sometimes we'll it may not be the answer that we're looking for, or it may not come in and how we expect it. But I tell you that it is the best answer, because He is God. He is awesome. He is wonderful. And I'm so grateful and thankful for all who listen in and knowing this. The one other thing, too, and the reason why we can place our hope in God is because when we do wrong, when we sin, and we it's not just a mistake. We sin intentionally. We do something to hurt somebody, or, you know, disobey our parents, or, you know, just not do what God has shown us that we should do. Then, you know, we ask God for forgiveness. That's another reason why we have hope, because we can have forgiveness in God. We can have forgiveness in God. That is the reason why He came, so that we could have, we could, the hope is that we don't carry around guilt. We don't carry around shame. No, we carry around Jesus Christ. So it says in Luke 1:77, to give His people the knowledge of salvation through the forgiveness of their sins. And so forgiveness of our sins. That's one of the reasons why we have hope, because we know that God, He will hold nothing against us, and that Jesus, He said, you know, sin really deserves death. That's what the Bible says. But what happened is that Jesus, He went to the cross. He died for your sins, my sins, and no longer are those sins held against us. No way. They are not held against us in any way. But we are set free from them. We are set free from the consequences, which is death. We're set free, and we are forgiven. Maybe you know that song by Erica Campbell, the young lady that's from Mary Mary. She says, I love God. You don't love God? What's wrong with you? And she says, I'm forgiven. I'm forgiven. You are forgiven. You are forgiven. And God says He won't remember your sins any longer. No more does He remember. So that's why I want to encourage you. That's the hope. You're thinking, what's the hope that I have? What's the answer that I need to give people when they see me, when I'm smiling? Well, hey, I know I don't want to intentionally do anything that would hurt God or hurt others, but sometimes, because of my human weakness, I do. God for forgiveness, and I ask other people for forgiveness, and my sins are forgiven. I'm forgiven, and that's hope. And I know that because of Jesus, I will live with God forever and ever and ever. Eternity. God is real. God is alive. God is for you. I thank God for you. Thank you for joining us. You know, we want to be just more than just a weekly, we want you to just be built up. That's what God is intention, by love. We love you. This is the Seeds of Harvest programming. This is Pastor Katisa. Amen. We love you. We pray all the best. Amen. I want to wish you a blessed rest of the day as you go with God, a blessed week. And just remember to put God first. He is there for you. Amen. In all seasons and all moment. So we bless you and we thank God. Have an awesome rest of your day. Amen. Amen. This is a scripture I want to leave you with. Matthew 1:21. She will give birth to a son, and you are to give him the name Jesus, because he will save his people from their sins. Amen. You will be blessed.
So good to me, so thankful, so thankful. Shout to the ones that pray for us. Find the time if you ain't know us. Still pray for us. Thank the Lord. I've been ready for you.